Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Infinite Energy Center in Atlanta, Georgia, for the Power of Partnering Marketplace Conference, it's time for GWBC Radio. Now, here are your hosts.
Broadcasting live from GWBC Pop Marketplace. Lee, we're kind of winding down for today. We got a chance to participate in a really invigorating keynote. I thought that was fabulous.
Yeah, she did a great job, and excited. I guess she's coming back later in the year.
Yeah, but there's other speakers this afternoon, one of whom is coming to join us. No stranger to the Business Radio X microphone. I think he's joined us on live broadcast at FinTech. I think he's done some stuff out in the Gwinnett studio, but he's in for a real treat. I mean, we're in for a real treat. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast for this episode, Vice President, Procurement Services with Go Procure, Mr. Raj Verma. How are you, man?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing today?
We are doing great. Tell us about Go Procure. How are you serving folks?
So two focuses, right? Our focus at the corporate level for Fortune 5s is we help them with cost savings and compliance. I'm ex-corporate, 20 plus years running procurement for GE and other companies. So we basically helping them with their strategic sourcing, finding great suppliers, helping kind of neutralize the noise in their supply base. But I think more importantly, why I'm here today and working with the GWBC and Roz Lewis is we have a solution that enables the women-owned businesses an opportunity to that larger pie. Because we, as we work with large corporations, they give me their entire spend. Mm-hmm. So I have the direct interest of finding great suppliers through my marketplace. And that's why I'm here today. And I'm going to be talking about that on how women-owned suppliers or diverse suppliers in general can get a chance, you know, for scalability, get their chance to get their products and services in front of these large companies and kind of level the playing field for themselves.
So now how does it work? Say I know a woman-owned business or I'm a woman-owned business or a minority business. How does kind of playing in your ecosystem help me?
So traditionally, what you would do to, if you're working, trying to get into the Fortune 5 space, is you got to build relationships with the procurement, the diversity organization. And then you have to wait till they are bidding that specific widget that you are selling, right? And so they'll do an RFI. And then maybe 3 months or 6 months later, if you pass that test, they'll do an RFP. Maybe you'll get included. But you're going to be competing against some of the largest companies in this country.
Right.
And you've been getting a seat to the table from a participation standpoint, but there is, you know, you may not even get a pilot. What we're doing is that there's a certain amount of spend called tail spend. I won't get into the specifics, but think about it this way. 80% of a spend that a company buys and does is strategic contract. Then there's about 20% that is done maverick. It's just done as one-offs. And traditionally they go to the old boys network, pardon the pun, but, you know, going to the large players. Mm-hmm. So what we're doing is we're having diverse vendors and women-owned vendors today sign on to our network on www.goprocure.com. Go register, and then we will contact you about your product and service. There is no cost for you, and you get a chance to put your stuff in a marketplace like an eBay, like an Amazon. You're putting your products and services there, and then it's a matter of our clients finding out if you are, you know, your quality and your ability of serving is up to par with the other ones.
So, but then I'm waiting still for them to pick me.
Well, traditionally what ends up happening is we're going to onboard suppliers where there's a gap, right? If you're an office supplies or a marketing agency or a telecom or IT. Now, if I'm working with a client and the client says, I want diverse women-owned vendors, their preference to come to the top, I'm bringing you to the top.
Right.
Now, the difference in the past is if you did an RFP, you have months to set up the contract, to determine, do you have the capacity to handle it? And, you know, and I'm also telling these suppliers, like, do not agree to sell 1,000 widgets and deliver in 3 days if you can't, because that's going to be the other edge now you're going to deal with. You got to be have the speed and the capacity and the scalability.
Now, how are you vetting them?
So we have a supplier onboarding practice. I mean, that's something I've done. I kind of mentioned in the beginning, strategic sourcing. We got 25 years of experience in that. We do sourcing on the large strategic categories. So we have an onboarding process that we have cultivated that meets about 95% of the specs of all large companies. And then we deal with the nuances that they have that specify into their own ecosystem.
Now, any tips for these women-owned businesses to get the most out of this or have the best chance for success?
I think the best chance is really understand where you should be playing. And I want to be very, it's not to discourage anybody, and it's not to encourage. I think the reality is, if you're just getting into space and you're a small, do business with other small businesses. Cut your teeth, get your reputation going, get scalable, find a way to grow, get funding, do all that. But if you're ready to start participating at the Fortune 5 level and you've already have interest in work and you potentially have business there already and you feel like you have the ability to grow, you're in the right spot. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very difficult for me to give an exact number, but you would know that if you're already working with the Coca-Colas, the SunTrust, the UPSs, all the beautiful logos that are here in Georgia and you're serving them well, you can we could easily add you on.
And this is kind of a no risk situation.
The only risk is if you can't deliver in fulfillment, right?
Right. But that's a real thing, though, right? That sometimes small business guys like us don't think about.
Yeah. Yeah. That is the challenge. The challenge is a little different, right? Because, you know, the first thing that they're always thinking about is price. I want a 3-year contract. I want to do this. I want to do that. Right now, we're going to throw them in the deep end. Can you mm-hmm. deliver on that service in 5 days, ship it out there, and, you know, we'll see the quality of the product. And we've already started doing this. So I've been doing this for about 2 years with diverse and women-owned vendors. So we've seen a lot of success, but you know, like anything else, it's a process.
So now, when you're working with GWBC, are you is your firm a woman-owned firm?
No, we're not. So I'm a strategic partner of Roz and GWBC because I thought it was a great opportunity. You know, I think at the end of the day, pardon the cliche, but it takes a village, right? And if I have the opportunity of growing SMBs, women-owned businesses. Diverse vendors that are in the Atlanta space that said they can grow and employ more people and make a more fruitful environment. Why not? Right. That's what should I be doing, because it'd be very easy for me to onboard $100 million companies and give them the business. I mean, that's the easiest thing for me. Yeah, sure. There's no risk for me. I can onboard all the largest companies, let them get the business, cut a little bit of cost out of them, make compliance. I know they'll deliver, but what is that adding value? Is that really doing something? But right. Roz and I go way, I won't date our relationship, but it goes way back 15, 20 years when we were both in corporate America. So
now what are you going to be doing later this afternoon here?
So, on the flip side, Roz is like, hey, I would like you to speak. So I think like literally when I leave here, I got to go run and I got to entertain. And as you were mentioning, Dr. Shawnee was talking earlier. So I have the unfortunate circumstance of drawing that short straw.
Following that,
it's kind of like, hey, you know, Michael Jordan's no longer playing. How about a 5'6" point guard? How do you think about that? You know,
so now what are you going to be talking about?
My focus is primarily how to help them get more revenue, get more business opportunities, how to compete in a game that may not be absolutely level playing field. Mm-hmm.
And then what's the most rewarding part for you about being involved with this group?
It's mentoring, coaching, and giving back. But then also, let's just be honest, my firm grows and gets credibility as women-owned companies also grow and are flourishing.
Now, do you find that enterprise businesses really want to invest in these kind of businesses, or is that kind of
so
lip service?
What, you know, oh boy, you put me on the spot. I would say that they're all altruistic. They're looking for helping out. But the reality on the table is demographics in the United States are changing, regardless of what anybody thinks anywhere. And I'm not going to get into that discussion right now. It is changing. So when your consumer base is looking different, more than 50% of the consumers are women. More than 50%, the fastest growing segment of small businesses are women, and next are diverse. And if that's going to be your portfolio of people buying products and services for the Fortune 5s, they have to change their supply base because their suppliers will understand that market better. They just will. So if they do, then that kind of, they can kind of shield it under that they're being altruistic and they're doing that. But if I want to make sure that I can, my products and services can be sold in those types of markets, I'm going to do that type of business. But also quality innovation has always got to be there.
Right. That's table stakes.
That's table stakes.
This is not a charity.
They still have to deliver the goods.
You
got to deliver. The given is, are you providing a quality product that's helping me meet my shareholder goals at a price I can afford? If you do that, then, you know, then we'll worry about the other items.
And then you have a system that'll help them get in the game.
Exactly.
Good stuff. So if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
www.goprocure.com. www.goprocure.com.
Well, Raj, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Oh, the pleasure's all mine. I wish you guys a lot of success, and you guys have a fantastic venue. I listen to you whenever I can. So,
all right, we'll be back in a few with GWBC Radio.